This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
I bet he's a real perv.
What were the old balls like?
So I have to be prepared for his big giant loads. Daddy is out doing what daddy does. Well, they blew him. This is hard. It's all just hard. I should get paid for this. I've always wanted to touch your taint. Okay, hey, lesson. Let's get lesson going to the time of the. Here is some commercial spots on the band's board.
He's missed.
It's been a while since I played the commercial spots on the Fan Sports one.
I love that one.
And I was like, why haven't I played this one?
We'll start there with the second hour of sports talk next, if four times.
People fail to realize that when you're on here for 4 hours a day, there is not a single radio professional that hasn't been caught in that moment where you're trying to read something and you got someone else in your ear, and before you know it, it just leaves you, and you realize what has happened and you don't even try to save it, right? You're tripping over your feet so many times, you're like, what, just let's just go,
please put me out of my misery.
Trying to stay upright and he trips.
Is that not one of the worst feelings in the world? When you realize that it's going away from you, you've been caught in something, or like if you slip on some ice and you're doing that weird roadrunner thing and you're trying to stay up and you feel like, I've got it, and then you're like, no, I don't got it.
The greatest moment of saving myself in a situation like that happened in college. I think I've told it before, but Syracuse, it snowed and was icy all the time. It's just terrible weather in the winter up there. And I was walking back from class and I had my backpack on and there was some textbooks in there. So there was a good kind of girth to my backpack. I slipped.
So what you're saying is you had good girth. Mike Lynch, ladies and gentlemen.
Great girth.
Quality girth. You are a girthy individual.
Impressive girth.
Yeah.
I slipped on some ice, like stepping up off of, I was in a crosswalk and I stepped up onto the curb and I slipped on some ice, and somehow I was able to, while falling, twist backwards so that I landed on my girthy backpack. I used that girthy backpack to propel myself over, got back on my feet, and kept walking without hitting the ground. All that hit the ground was my backpack.
Really?
And there was a guy behind me who was like, I was about to laugh at you. I'm just impressed. That was really, really good. And I was like, thanks, man. I'm still embarrassed. I'm going to go walk over here now. It was one of the greatest fail-saving moments of my life.
Yeah, because falling is one of those things that you really – there's no way for you to pretend to fall with grace. It's not like you can just bounce off the ground and then be like, oh, nope, I'm fine. No big deal. Everyone knows it. It's humiliating. My greatest fall was at BYU. We called these, they're the wheel breakers. Like, you had to park down below campus, and then there was probably like 7 flights of steps. I mean, it was no joke. And straight up, they were awful. And that's how you got to the top part of campus. Because
were you just like on a bluff or something?
Yeah. And there was like a plateau. And there was no parking up top. All the parking was down below. It was the dumbest like situation in the world. I can't tell you how many classes I missed simply because of those steps. like you got like a bad ankle, your knee, whatever, or just I'm being fat and lazy, but like you're running a little late for class, you're trying to hustle, and then you get to the wheel breakers and you look up at them and you just say no, because all the football facilities were down below. You're like, I could go up those stairs and go to class, or I can make a right and go into the locker room and take a nap. But one time I was climbing up the steps and I was late because I think I was late for every class known to man. Things haven't changed over the last 25 years, and I'm the most punctual person in the world. But I get to the top and I am running a little bit late, so I'm trying to kind of bound up the steps like the best I can. You know, you're taking like two or three at a time and it's going okay, but there's some snow on the ground, but it's not real bad. Like they de-ice those things. And I get to the very top and I kind of make the last little bound and I hit the patch of ice and I go down, and I go down hard.
Just, did you fall down the stairs?
No, luckily I did not. I just ate ass right on top, but it wasn't a graceful like sort of thing. It wasn't like I tried to caught myself. The foot went out from underneath me right on my ass. My tailbone hurts, right? I'm just laying there on the ground, and it was one of those where it took your breath away, right? And so you had to lay down there for like a good 15, 20 seconds. And I finally compose myself and I look around and there's no one there. Like I said, I'm running significantly late and there was no one at the top of the steps. And I was like, oh my God, this is fantastic. I got away with it. So I get up, I brush myself off and I'm feeling okay, right? I'm like, all right, I'm going. And out of nowhere, just from like around the corner, he just materializes out of the bushes. One of my buddies who was coming from the other end of campus just comes running at me laughing his ass off like, you fat ass, I saw that, just openly mocking me. And I was like, eh, I thought I got away with it. I thought I got away with the fall, but no. There's always someone there to watch you and mock me.
This text says, I was once biking in Lads Edition with road slicks on for tires. I turned out of the traffic circle there. My wheels lost traction and the bike started going down. My spidey reflexes kicked in and I jumped off my bike as it slid down and somehow landed on my feet. Embarrassed, I walked back to my bike to pick it up and some bro in a truck pulls up and just goes, dude, that was awesome.
Right? There's always someone. You never fall by yourself.
But when you successfully stop it, yes. It is such a glorious moment where you're like half embarrassed. But if someone compliments you, you're like, yeah, I am a badass. Thank you.
I was like two summers ago, I was riding my bike with my buddy and by the Springwater Trail over here before it was, before it was overrun. And a lot of times there's the little they put up the little barriers so that you can't drive like a car, like a scooter or something down the path. And so you have to kind of ride your bike in between them. And I'm cruising along. And then there was a hot. There was a hot that was jogging, like right as I came across that little path. And so, you know, you're trying to, you know, you see the hot. And so you try to like, you bow up a little bit, you suck in your gut. You're like, you're kind of trying to do the stare out of like the corner of your eye without just outright, just, you know, putting the laser beams right through her. And boy, I just wasn't paying attention and I clipped my front tire went through and then like my leg and the pedal clipped the divider, clipped the pole. And I went down like head over heels, ditched the bike, just down, phenomenal display and just right in front of the hot. And the best part is she didn't even stop. I didn't even get like, oh, are you okay? Just
she's like, look at this loser.
Outright laughed and then just kept going. And then my buddy who was ahead of me, he stops and is like, you okay? And I was trying to play it off like, I don't know what happened. He knew what had happened. And I just laid there in a crumpled pile of picking out gravel. Me and my buddy's laughing at me and the hot's running the other direction.
Have you ever seen the very, very internet famous video of the like 8-year-old boy on the bike in New York City, and he drives past one of those giant car advertisements for a strip club?
No.
He drives past. Yeah. He bikes past it on the sidewalk. And his mom is like a little bit behind him as he's biking. He looks to the left, looks at the giant billboard, goes, wow. Keeps looking at it and bikes directly into a barrier. And he makes this like, noise. And the video cuts right there. It's like, We all as 8-year-olds have that memory of the first time you saw like sexy strip club advertisement.
You didn't know what it was. You just knew that it was fantastic.
You felt good about something.
Yes.
And he just keeps staring and he bikes directly into the barrier. It is such a even though it's caused injury, it is a wholesome video of a young boy learning that he likes boobs.
There was one of the last time we were in Vegas, you know, they've got the guys on there that are handing out the little cards and they like click the cards together, right? That's the move. You got to like slap the cards together and then like they shove them like, and it's like girls direct to your door, right? Yep.
They've got all the little like stars over the nipples and stuff like that.
Yeah, one of those things, right? And so we were walking back after the, me and the special lady friend were walking back, you know, and it was fairly late at night. This is after the hockey game. And, you know, you avoid those people like the plague, right? Like, no one wants anything to do with them. You just like, dude, thanks. Quit shoving these brochures in my face. There was a group of probably six kids. I'm going to say between the ages of 13 and, you know, 12 to 14, right? Like,
okay.
Like, clearly younger teenagers, not even 15, 16 years old. And I don't know what they were doing out, because this is like 1:30 in the morning. I'm assuming they were there with parents or on some sort of a sporting trip or whatever. But it was fantastic because they were running. And I mean running. Sprinting. Trying to collect as many of these cards as humanly possible.
That reminds me, the first time I went to Vegas, I was younger. I was with my aunt, uncle, and cousin. And I remember just being in awe. They were all over the ground, right? Because they would hand them out and the people would be like, I don't want this.
Just huck them.
And you're just like, I was like looking down at the ground, walking around the entire time, like, there's some boobs.
I was kind of surprised because I thought that at this day and age now, I thought like the 13-year-olds would be so desensitized to like analog porn. Like, what 13-year-old is impressed by, you know, pasty covered girls to your door ads? They've got an iPhone. I would have figured that they've seen worse things than I have. But
isn't that about the age when you start kind of experimenting with that stuff? So maybe it's like, maybe a little earlier than that. It's like, maybe that's just like their first, like, oh, look at this.
I had this idea of them like trying to like pull together like $200 to try to order one of these gals to their room. Like just like a bunch of 12-year-olds like getting together, like, guys, this is our moment. We've been saving our allowance. Like, someone's got like a newspaper route. But it was hilarious. Like, we must have watched these guys for like 5 minutes just literally run around and try to collect as many things as possible. And then they found the little the free newspapers, you know, you pull down the little containers or whatever, and they've got like the, you know, the personal ads or whatever in Vegas. But again, this is all just those girl ads.
Yeah,
I've never seen joy on kids' face quite like that. And it was kind of a heartwarming moment, because I think back to when you were that age. Like, kids today, I don't think will ever have a true appreciation of that, because it's just so readily available, right? Like, porn is literally everywhere. If you've got a phone, a computer, a tablet, whatever you want to watch is at the click of a button. And I know parents are trying to do like the cyber lock or whatever. Kids are smart, right? It's like the easiest thing in the world to get around to. But when you were a kid, like back in the day, you had to work for that sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And when you found
SI swimsuit issues?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like a Victoria's Secrets catalog, or like, God forbid, like one of your buddy's dads had like a Playboy collection
Thank
and he would
God
bring it to school.
For Elsa Benitez. Let me tell you that.
It's like the greatest moment of like your life.
That cover when she's in the orange bikini, forever seared in my memory for many, many reasons. Obvious.
And it was kind of heartwarming to watch a group of young perverts running around the Vegas Strip.
Aw, they're like, just like me.
Yes, and like, you know, and I want to say to those parents, good for them. I'm assuming the parents didn't know that they were out. Maybe they did, but it's just something great about seeing a bunch of teenagers out just doing, you know, nothing particularly bad, just being teenagers. Because when you were 13 and you would sneak out of the house, you weren't doing anything, but just the idea that you were roaming the street at 1 o'clock, you felt alive. It was like the greatest feeling in the world. Like, you'd meet out with your buddy, you'd sneak out of the house, like everyone would go to sleep. It'd be like on a Thursday night. You'd sneak out of your house, you'd meet up with your buddies, and you just roamed around and you didn't even do anything, but it was dangerous. You were outside and you felt alive. And I want to believe that those kids, like their mom and dad, or like at a Vegas show or whatever, and they're like, hey, you guys just stay back at the hotel, rent a movie. And those kids are like, mom and dad aren't coming back tonight. We're heading out to the Strip. And for that brief moment, those kids felt like kings of the world.
It always reminds me of when you first get your driver's license or your permit.
Yeah.
And like, you're hanging out with your friends and you're like, hey, let's go drive. Where do you want to go? I don't know, the Taco Bell parking lot. And then you go to the Taco Bell parking lot and you get some tacos and you sit there like on the hood of your cars, for, well, I don't know, like 2 hours.
Yep.
And you're just like talking, messing around. You're like, this is amazing. In reality, you're sitting in a Taco Bell parking lot. You're like, yeah, okay. But in your head, it feels great.
There was a pool hall kind of down by where we were at, like where I grew up. There was a pool hall and a nickelcade. And when you turn 16, it was just it was just far enough where you couldn't really walk to it. So when we turned 16, our badass moment was we'd hang out at the nickelcade until it shut down, and then we went over to the pool hall and we played pool with like.
Then you walked through the smoke of all the people playing pool.
Yeah, it was like a bunch of 40-year-old dudes like hanging out, losers playing pool. But for us, it was dangerous. Had a jukebox and you could hang out in there. And
if you didn't spend all your nickels at the nickel cage, you could put some songs on the jukebox.
It was like the one place that you could go late at night. Like, you know, when you're 16, like there's no place you can go at like 10 o'clock at night. But there was a pool hall. I forget the name of that place, but that was like, you felt like an outlaw, like anything could happen. At any moment, something could go down. Now, nothing ever did go down. But there's just something great about that feeling. And when you get older, you kind of lose that. Like, when's the last time you had, like, that sort of feeling where you were, like, you felt like unless you're, like doing some sort of coke deal, like, south of the border, like, you boys like Mexico? Like, you just reach a certain point where you just do dad stuff. Like, you play golf and, you know, you have, like, Father's Day and you mow the lawn. You lose those opportunities to kind of feel feel tingly.
Because one, you're cynical, and two, your imagination becomes less strong.
Yeah.
So that moment of sitting in the parking lot or going to the pool hall, your imagination's like, you're like a king. Now you're like, I'm in an effing parking lot. I'm not a king.
Yeah.
I just spent $2 on 7 tacos. I'm a fat ass. That's why it's happening. You're too adult. You're too logical at this point.
Being a kid, I know childhood sucks, but I do think there was something magical about being a child because of those kind of experiences. And it makes me happy to know, because I thought for a long time that maybe those were gone from this generation. Those kids in Vegas, those little pervs, you brought it back to me. You gave me hope in the next generation of dirty pervs. Way to go, kids. All right, we come back. We've got ghost engagements and UFOs. Club 1080 rolls on here on The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fan. Can I get a hot tub?
Mike was giving me hot beer tips. One of the best places you've ever drank?
Yeah, so I got to go down to Top Wire Hot Project for the first time.
I have not heard of this Top Wire Hot Project.
So Crosby Hop Farms is a huge hop distributor in the state of Oregon. It's in Woodburn. And I think it was last year or maybe the year before. I can't exactly remember when they opened it. They opened up something called Top Wire Hop Project, which is literally an outdoor beer garden inside the hop farm. So you are drinking in between the hop plants.
Ah, cool.
And there was a huge open space, lots of seats. I was kind of worried. I went with my roommate and a friend on Saturday. I was worried because it was a beautiful day that day that it was going to be packed, right? And we went down there at maybe 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And it was really busy. There were still like 10, 15 tables available because the space was huge. And they had 6 to 8 beers on tap, all beers made using their hops. Not their own. They don't brew their own beer, but sure. It's from breweries in the area and across the country that use Crosby Hop Farms. And we must have sat there for like 3 hours. I didn't want to leave. I had a couple beers, and I was just like, this place is awesome.
Solid.
So if you're willing to make the drive down to Woodburn.
Which I'm not, but, you know.
This is to the listeners as well. If you're willing to make the drive down to Woodburn, it's right behind the Allen Mall, basically. You just get off at that exit, you know, hook a right after it and go up a road, and it's right there.
Yes, throw the old hooker there to the right, and it does sound cool.
I'll show you a picture in the break. It was really, 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 really fun.
Mm.
And it's like, you know, you get used to drinking beer at breweries, and they've got their outdoor setup. So most of the breweries have done a good job with them.
Yeah.
Throughout COVID, but
finding a good outdoor spot to kind of sit in the little sunshine, get a little breeze, have a beverage. That's the way to go.
This was amazing.
Nice.
Absolutely loved it.
All right. I went way, way long on the little pervert thing. So we should probably break to get back on time. Although someone said that I need to start a mentoring program for the young and up and coming perverts to teach them how to do it properly. That could be fun. Put together like a Vegas trip sort of, you know,
thing. I
feel
like your experience is like old school, though. I think it's different now, right?
It probably is. But why can't we go old school? Why can't you have an old school thing?
Well, because right? I have a feeling the kids would be like, look at you, old man.
Nah, no. Kids don't want to hear.
I've got the Pornhub app on my phone. That doesn't even exist, but I got it.
Kids don't want to hear from me. Shaping the youth of America. I do. I want to form like my own little like youth academy, like that sort of thing. Like what is the Pawnee Park Rangers? Like my own.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like my own Boy Scouts.
Except they got kind of schooled by Leslie Knope's group in that episode.
Man, I mean, look. Like
we go play with them? They're having fun.
Dude, my camp would be phenomenal. Are you kidding me?
You go overly Ron Swanson, it won't be.
Well, I'm not going overly Ron Swanson. That's it. I'm putting together my own. I'm going to put together my own camp.
No, you are not.
Yes, I am.
I don't believe that for a second.
I'm putting together my own camp, and by me
this
putting together.
This is the latest state draft that was supposed to happen 4 years ago, and it still never happened. Sook's camp for kids.
I need other people. I just need to rope into other people. I'm going to put a shameless plug in here. Because I am speaking at a youth camp. Two of them.
Wow.
This year. My jiu-jitsu gym over in Happy Valley. Brazilian top team. Much love to those guys. Gus and everyone. Great. World champions train over there. I get my ass kicked on a daily basis. Those guys are phenomenal. And I will say, if you're looking... this is kind of bonus because I know we're way long and we don't have time to do a real segment
way
here.
Way long, you're 3 minutes over. Come on.
If you are...
That's average.
If you're looking for something for your kids to do, they've got two summer camps coming up. They got two each. For little kids, they call it like the Little Ninja Program. It's adorable. Watching like the little kids run around, and then they do one for teens. But it is a great time. You should see the videos of this. You can follow me. I'll be posting stuff on my Twitter and Instagram page. So I'm going to be helping out there so your kids can come and like roundhouse kick me and like choke me out. But I'll be there helping out. And then people that actually know what they're doing are going to be helping out. And I am going to be speaking to kind of both classes just about kind of the importance of staying active, youth sports, finding whatever it is that you're into. And it really is. It's a great time. I love that place out there, though. Those guys are phenomenal. So I'm always willing to help out. So that's all I need. I need people like that put together like real camps. And then I just kind of like glom onto them. But again, follow me on Twitter, Instagram. I'll be posting more stuff about that. One is at the end of June and the other one in July and August. And again, for more details, just go to BTT, Brazilian Top Team, BTT, Happy Valley. And, you know, come on out there and see us. And like I said, your kid can jump on my back and choke me out. It'll be fun for everybody.
Just one final text before we go. Kid, why do you use porn that way? Me. Well, there was a series of customs and practices passed down through generations in my family, and there are some pretty hard lines that I stand pretty firm against, but...
See, that's where
if you'd like to have a discussion...
Yeah, see? Look, that's where this starts. I help out at camps, and then I start my own. That's all. I just need some momentum. Mike, I need you involved in this. You can be a crucial part.
Okay, what's the name of the camp? We got to be creative.
I know. We got to come up with something.
Do we have to have use alliteration? Does it have to be multiple S's?
Well, I would hope so. Got to come up with something cool. Can Yarmakulas be involved at some point?
I'm sure, I guess, if you want to.
We're putting together our own camp. This is we're bringing Rob, Dusty. Basically, we just need a fan camp. That's right there. It's going to be the Fan Summer Kin Camp, or Fan Summer Kids Camp, where we learn, what is the Derek Zoolander, where we learn to do cool stuff.
Yep. where we learn to read good.
Yes.
Right.
And learn to do other things good as well.
Yeah.
Something along those lines. Look, our juices are flowing here. Like, we're giving back to the community.
There's going
to
be
we're teaching the youth.
I'm going to teach about gaming and metal. You're going to teach about porn, I guess, or I don't know, perverted things.
1-800 Dusty can teach camp football. For kids. You can do a little jingle.
1-877 cars for kids.
Sooks camp for kids. Hey, who doesn't want to turn their children over to me?
Sooks camp.
It's not going to be overnight, though. No, we're not doing that.
Just a day camp.
Just a day camp.
Sook needs to go home and drink his whiskey, kids.
Well, why is Counselor Sukanik just over in the corner? He's hungover, kids. Just we're gonna watch a lot of film strips involved in our camp.
All he did was eat a gummy and look tasty.
Shh. It's gonna be good. Trust me. It's gonna be fantastic. All right, we come back. Aliens
Sook,
and UFOs.
Can I have some of your chocolates?
No. No, you can't. These are mommy and daddy's chocolates. Lynch with Sports Center.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, I'm going to try to leave a little bit of time here for the big fella coming in.
So we're heading to absolutely nothing you wanted to
no,
get
No, we will. Do you want aliens?
Aliens.
Or do you want haunted engagements?
I want aliens.
I would have thought you and the haunted engagements would have been...
I think both are fascinating, but in this very specific moment, I want aliens.
When are you getting hauntedly engaged, Mike?
I'm not.
Are you certain about that?
No, but right now I'm not.
It's not what I heard.
Well, your sources are wrong. Get better sources.
I heard some whispers.
There's no whispers.
No? Is it a regular engagement?
The screams of the damned.
What? I just thought maybe you would enjoy... If anyone's going to get ghostly engaged, I thought it would be you.
Yeah, I would say no.
You don't want the evil spirits?
What no, if they're not like, really. I don't really want the evil
What if
spirits.
They're like happy spirits?
Well, then that's cool.
How can you tell the difference between the evil ones and the happy ones?
You know, I'm not really sure.
You just kind of roll the dice. If I ever get engaged, I want a haunted engagement. 100%. How much cooler would your engagement be if you had some paranormal stuff going
clearly
on?
Clearly, you'd rather talk haunted engagement.
Nah.
So give me haunted engagement.
No.
You've
no,
already
no.
got the whole thing set up here.
No, I don't.
You've just been come on. Now you're going to leave us hanging until Rop doesn't talk about it tomorrow?
Yes, exactly. We don't have time to get anything. This whole thing is just we've spiraled out of control.
Shocking.
Started out with falling on our ass, and then it was cheating, and then we were talking about pervs in Las Vegas, and then we got into kids camps. And by the way, there's a lot of momentum here for the 1-800 camps or Sooks camp for kids. People saying they'd send their kids if they had them, which they don't, but
And then that person said, it's probably a good reason that I don't have kids, because I would have sent them to your camp.
Well, you should. I have raised three somewhat successful, law-abiding, somewhat children.
Yeah.
I've done something right. This free-range style that I've got going on. Maybe this is like the next radio.
I think you're probably fortunate that the free-range style really took hold when they were all older. You know, you weren't as free-range when they were younger, right?
Nah, it's pretty free-range, but still. You let them out. That's going to be part of the principle of my camp, is a little bit of free-range. When the little kids come up to me and be like, Sook, can I do this? My response is going to be, I don't know, can you? I'm a big fan of that. My kids ask me all the time, hey, Dad, can I go do this? And I love to throw it back in there. I don't know. Can you? And then just stare at me. I'm like, do you need me to do it? Well, no. Then why are you asking me? Just go do it. So I'd like, you know, it's kind of one of those, it's a camp for smart kids. Like when you go to like those gifted programs, you know, you don't really have like a syllabus. Like you make your own syllabus up. So the camp is going to be loosely structured.
So you have to like prove that you're intelligent by making your own syllabus.
Either that or you just pay the fee and then, you know,
so we have
to find something for you to do.
That the kids are good enough for your camp. They'll bring their own things to do.
Yeah.
I think in this day and age, you're going to get a lot of kids playing Switch with each other.
No, there's no video games involved in this.
Well, you said they can do whatever they want. They're going to bring their Switches and they're going to sit, you know, in a square playing Animal Crossing.
Nah, that's right out. We'll do real.
That's not allowed at Sook's camp for kids.
We'll do real Animal Crossing. We're going to have a real Tom Nook. Believe me, raccoons and wildlife fun.
You're going to learn about debt at Sook's camp for kids.
Look, maybe there's a haunted dead woodpile. I would like to believe there is. Look, there's a good chance this camp just happens in my backyard. Therefore, I don't really have to, like, go anywhere. Like, I've got the room for it. Maybe we'll bring in some others. You know, there'll be a goat involved at some point, maybe a mini donkey. I don't know. But I'm feeling some excitement here. I'm feeling some good buzz, some energy here for the Sukanic Summer Kid camp. Jordan Kent runs a bunch of those camps. If Jordan Kent can do it, why can't I?
Because Jordan Kent actually follows through on things, and this show does not.
Other than that, find me one good reason why, if he has all those camps, I can't have
one. Because Jordan Kent is a massively successful, attractive former football, basketball player, play-by-play broadcaster. You're just a radio tough guy or a podcast tough guy.
It's a valid point.
Yeah. Jordan Kent's pretty amazing.
I once tried to volunteer for his camp and it, you know, kind of got the brush off.
Did you?
Yeah.
I thought he liked you.
Yeah, I don't think he wants me running his camp, though. It's a little disappointing.
It's like the Jordan Kent camp for amazing children with like a little side section of Sook. Sook.
It could be awesome. Look, I'm going to put myself out there. I'm going to start volunteering at more camps. I'm going to fill up my summer now just volunteering at camps.
No, you are not.
I am too.
You're going to fill up your summer with hammock laying, fishing.
I'm going to be a man of the people.
No,
I'm going to be
not.
Out there.
Stop
I'm just going to start volunteering at camps that I have no idea what I'm doing whatsoever. I'm just going to find
summer camp for piano. Here's Jason Sukanic.
Exactly. We're just going to do it. We're just going to go out there. We're going to learn together. We're going to learn on the job.
Kids, I'm going to teach you Orion by Metallica.
Damn right.
On the piano.
Hey, by the way, heavy metal music in classical form is fantastic.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, I will squeeze this in, but we'll probably need to talk about this on Friday because it's really kind of just a bit of a tease.
On Friday?
Well, you know the Pentagon report on the UFOs is coming out on Friday.
Oh, I did not.
Yeah, this is actually coming out. Now, I saw a clip today, Marco Rubio. Like, it's a real thing. Like, there are real government officials that are talking about this, and he is saying that some of the stuff may be redacted, but he expects more questions than answers. But there is going to be an official report released on Friday by the Pentagon about FBIs. Or it's not by the
about
FBI.
FBIs.
About the FBI. About the that's
that'd
a
be interesting too.
That's more of a Trump thing. Of UFOs, you actually now have like senators that are demanding to know what we know. So there is a chance on Friday, that we could get some cool hot alien news.
I think the greater chance is that on Friday we're going to get redacted things that we here's our report. Redacted, black bars over everything. UFO sighting, redacted. That's what we're going to get.
I have high hopes.
I mean, I would hope we get better than that, but it's our government. What do you expect?
I have high hopes that come Friday Friday at the club, we may have hot alien, hot UFO news. Because I don't know about you, I could use some aliens in my life right
what
now.
What if the release is just one sentence? They live among us. And that's it.
Awesome. Awesome. I want to believe we need more whimsy in our life, right?
Is that whimsy?
And what could be more whimsical than we're not alone? Aliens living amongst us. I got my fingers crossed that not only are you going to be hauntedly engaged at some point this summer, and again, that's just the rumor that I'm hearing, that an engagement could be on the way, a haunted one at that, and possibly aliens on Friday. What if we learned in that report that we've been visited? What if we learned in the report that we have an alien? We won't.
What if we hear in the report that we have a sister planet that communicates with us?
A freaking man.
From the Andromeda Galaxy. That's the only other one I know.
I've seen Independence Day. I know what's happening. All right, when we come back, the big fella wraps it up. We mail it in with Big John Sicanic.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 Big The Fan.
John, can I count on your kids being the first two involved in my summer camp?
I'm related to you. I probably know you as well as anybody, and I'm one of the maybe 8 people on the planet that love you, and I would not let you supervise my kids in any sort of recreational activity.
Well, I mean, supervise is a strong word. I mean, I'm going to be there, but they're going to supervise themselves. That's one of the principles of the 1-800 Sooks Camp for Kids, is they're going to set their own agenda and their own program, and I'm just there to kind of help guide. Think of me as a shepherd leading them to, a better way. You know, supervise is a strong term.
They give you the tools and the corporate structure to succeed.
Yeah, come on. I'll cut you a deal. Like, we'll go like half price, so I'll give you like a 2-for-1 sort of thing.
Yeah, no, that's not going to work. So, plus, I think, to be honest, if I told my kids, like, hey, guess what? You're going to your Uncle Sook's summer camp. They'd mutiny. They'd
Please.
Be like, what?
They would 100% be on board.
I don't know about that.
We'd blow that sucker up. We're going to have a grand old time. Well, just know that when they do, when this camp comes to reality and it sells out and they're like, hey, we want to, they think they've got it in, I'm going to remember this conversation and be like, no, sorry. We're all filled. It's an exclusive camp.
Oh, clearly. Will there be a t-shirt? Will there be a free camp t-shirt?
Yes, and there's going to be a 1K fun run.
What about my children make you think they would do a 1K fun? There's no fun in running at all.
That's why it's a 1K fun run that everyone can be involved. Do you know how fun...
I would sign up for the 0K. Is there a 0K fun run? Because that's a fun run.
Well, but that's not a run. I mean, we got to do something. Maybe it's the 1K fun trot. Like, we're not trying to, like, wear anyone out here. And look, there's going to be beverage stations. I'm thinking, maybe one of those nice, everyone gets one of those ribbons that they get to run through at the finish line, because who doesn't want to do that?
Everybody.
I've never run through a ribbon. I've never finished first. Well, in the Sicanic Camp Fun Run, everyone that finishes the 1K gets to run through one of those ribbons.
Well, now you may have something there, because I agree. I have also never run through a ribbon. And who Like, and who wouldn't? Like, that's fantastic. It's like getting the big check. I've also never gotten the big check.
Yeah. No. Here's the other thing, too.
I want to win something and get the big check.
Instead of, like, you know, like a cheesy medal or a trophy, we're handing out championship belts for awards. Because, again, how much cooler is it when you get the strap? You get the championship belt.
Well, look, I'm not going to lie. If this was any other camp but yours, you're making some valid points. However, it's your camp, so I'm instantly suspicious.
You know as well as I that these are great ideas, and you want to be a part of this. You're angling to be a counselor in my camp, and quite frankly, I like it. I feel like we need your sort of gumption. Let's do this.
The Satanic Brothers?
Yes. Yes. You're the sort of lovable figure that brings in a different section of the population.
Campers, so today Jason's in charge. Yeah, I'm going to go over here.
Yeah, it's like a good cop, bad cop. And it's a good thing you didn't come in and do the show today because it was 100 degrees in the studio. It was ridiculous.
Boy, I'll tell you what. It's hot in there on a normal day. On a day like today, I can't imagine. You guys are doing the show from an oven.
Dude, it is unbelievable. Well, we appreciate you coming on here at the end. And Rob's back tomorrow, so the whole gang will be back.
All right, we'll see you guys.
All right, that'll do it for us. What do we got next, Lynch? We inside
ESPN
something?
ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio. Whole crew's back tomorrow. Tune in primetime 3 to 7.
Red Ships of Spain. Red Ships of Spain.
Yeah!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.